If you don't know Drexler's name, you certainly know his work. After nearly 20 years at Gap, he moved to J. Crew, the U.S.'s foremost purveyor of preppy New England style, turning it into a hit machine favored by Michelle Obama and Gwyneth Paltrow. As an Apple board member, a role he occupied from 1999 to 2015, he also helped Steve Jobs design the concept for the brand's clean, minimalist stores. A native New Yorker, Drexler approaches conversations like a voluble, hyper-focused whirlwind, and in the business world, he has a reputation for being a merchandising genius. Put simply, he knows what people are going to want to wear, how much of it to buy, and how to price it. "You kind of have an emotional thermometer inside you," Drexler told me over the phone. "If you don't have that, you can't do this business well." When he arrived at Gap, Drexler started liquidating the company's inventory, marking down prices to clear. This is a common way for retailers to get rid of dead weight, but the process was terrifying to Drexler. It was his first time working at a public company, and its earnings and stock price were plummeting. "I'm scared shitless inside," said Drexler, recalling that period of his life. He'd come home at night to his wife, Peggy, and wonder what on earth he was doing at Gap. Drexler's strategy was to introduce a line of casual, classic, affordable clothing suited to the middle-class baby boomers who were now establishing themselves in their careers and starting families. Under Drexler, Gap found hits in items like its jeans, fleeces, and 10-button Henley shirts. As he'd planned, bold, crisp color became its calling card. Gap polo shirts were not just blue, black, or white. They now came in fuchsia, red, and jade green, too. Gap sold the building blocks of unfussy American style, and it sold them to everyone. At the time, most other clothing retailers thought about their customers in rigid terms, dividing stores up according to age groups and price categories.